Do it. Jacaranda FM. 8 o'clock.
Jacka News. Trending now. Trending now.
Pretoria up to 30 this afternoon. Johannesburg 29. Polokwane 27. Eskom says the continued suspension of load shedding saved 16.42 billion rand in diesel costs. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokoena adds that the power supply's diesel usage remains below the year-to-year date budget. Here's what it looks like.
Between 1st April 2024 and 16 January, Eskom spent approximately 9.67 billion rand, generating 1,570.58 gigawatt hours. This is significantly lower than the 4,158.97 gigawatt hours generated during the same period last year.
On to politics, the Treasurer General of the MK Party, Tanti Mthanti, stepped down from his position just 1 month after his appointment. Mthanti assumed the role in December, succeeding Menzi Ngubane. His resignation marks yet another leadership change within the MK Party, which has seen a series of notable resignations since its formation. In his resignation letter addressed to the party president, Jacob Zuma, Mthanti cited personal and professional commitments as the reason for his departure. Party spokesperson Sipho Tirya says the organization has already initiated the process of finding a successor.
He has been an astute leader, serving in different roles, such as being the convener of the National High Command Deployees to the Western Cape and as the chairperson of the Communications Subcommittee. On behalf of the leadership and the members of the party, President Zuma would like to extend his deepest appreciation to Dr. Mthanti for his contribution. He is offered to assist in ensuring a seamless transition.
And the Minister of Correctional Services, Pieter Groenewald, announced the matric pass rate of those who wrote the exams in correctional facilities. It stands at 96.2%. A total of 171 learners from 17 correctional schools across the country wrote the exams, and 104 of them obtained a bachelor's pass. Groenewald shared this message.
And that key is going to open many doors for your future. But remember, a key opens locked doors. You have to turn that key to unlock that door.
Moving abroad, Israel's cabinet voted to approve a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal early this morning. The news was confirmed by the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and I see on BBC there were 10 minutes left for them to do this. The ceasefire set to begin tomorrow would halt fighting and bombardment in Gaza's deadliest ever war, and Israel also said that 737 Palestinian prisoners and detainees will be freed as part of the first phase of the deal. And finally, the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday upheld a law supported by President Joe Biden and Congress that requires TikTok's owner ByteDance to either sell TikTok or cease U.S. operations by tomorrow. Many users of this platform are concerned as it's a way for them to earn a living, and one of them is Ayman Chaudhry, who's amassed nearly a million followers on TikTok.
It's more than just an app for me. It's my job. It's my livelihood. It's the biggest platform that I have.
The company CEO, Xu Chu, does, however, believe there is still an opportunity to save the platform used by millions of Americans. I'm Marlene Fouchier, net weer die hoofnuus 3 uur. The MK Party se sekretaris-generaal, Tanti Mthanti, het uitgetree na slegs 'n maand in die posisie.
Well. Hey, rapid turnover there, huh? Yeah, look, the TikTok thing is insane, and I've got to tell you that a lot of Americans are jumping to Red Note. Now, Red Note is the Chinese TikTok. And yeah, you're thinking, what? Wait a minute. I thought TikTok was Chinese, and that's why the Americans are like freaking out. Well, Red Note wasn't available in the US. Now it is. And they have picked up over the last 10 days 17 million new subscribers.
Yes, of course. People need this. They're making money out of it.
Yeah, you can't just transfer your followers from TikTok through to Red Note. So you're basically relying on the
starting from the beginning.
Start-